Put me down, they say I'm gone crazy. be.
Hello and welcome to
Hi.
Recent and latest findings.
Latest findings with Michael Eddy on the right side.
Well, the topic this and, edition is Love Hurts.
This is Ilya, by the way. We just got caught in traffic on the way here. We're standing in the U-Bahn, just running like crazy from Konstantinopel to the studio at the moment. That's how stressed we were. We're still pretty exhausted. Just sitting in t-shirts, totally sweating. And
you wouldn't believe the shine on Ilya's head right now.
It's like spectacular today.
So we'll just get started right about now.
As you know, the theme of today is Love Hurts. That's a really a track performed by Roy Orbison. We don't know who composed it, but Mike is also a very big fan of the Roy Orbison one. I'm more kind of a fan of the Nazareth from 1976. It's like a big monkey screaming. It's this queen in the background.
A queen being replaced by a tyrant.
A queen bee.
Why can't you ask me nicely?
Stick it up your fucking ass! I asked you nicely 10 minutes ago, now it's getting real bad! And I'm not gonna all fucking tear this room apart and fucking find it. You'll be one sorry kid. I don't have time! I gotta get back to work! See you in 1 second!
Ask me nicely.
Fucking bastard. Fucking rip this fucking house fucking apart! Give me that goddamn card now!
Ask me nicely.
Fuck off, you bastard! Fuck off! Get the fuck out of my house!
Oh, now you're getting on.
Get out of my fucking house!
No, that.
Get out!
No.
Get out! You pay the fucking bills. I can't get my ass to work. You get out and pay these fucking bills.
Said ass nicely.
Fuck off! You're all fucking head games. You little 16-year-old piece of shit. You better be fucking out of my house and ride you home from work today at 11 o'clock. Because if you're fucking in here, you're getting up and you're getting your fucking ass, honey.
That's called child support and you can go fuck yourself.
You can call your fucking father and live with him. How about that, you little son of a bitch? You just turned this whole fucking 15-minute goddamn conversation into a fucking piece of shit.
I asked you to ask nicely.
Fuck off.
No.
I asked you nicely when I came in here. And you little jerk off.
Oh, well.
You're a little head game spoiled rotten brat. You're gonna fucking learn about life real fucking quick!
You should learn.
Because your fucking bills won't be paid, Mr. Man!
Whatever, Mom.
Get that fucking card
now!
No! I have to go to work!
No, I don't care now, because you were a bitch. You come here threatening me out. You know what? Forget it. Get out. Go away. You're not getting it now. You should have asked nicely. Oh, you didn't slam it that time. Well, you had to slam something else. Jesus Christ.
Fuck it!
I hate you because I love you. I hate me because I love you. You love me because I hate you. Love, hate me.
Paris, December 1795. I wake filled with thoughts of you. Your portrait and the intoxicating evening which we spent yesterday have left my senses in turmoil. Sweet, incomparable Josephine, what a strange effect you have on my heart. Are you angry? Do I see you looking sad? Are you worried? My soul aches with sorrow, and there can be no rest for you, lover. But is there still more in store for me when, yielding to the profound feelings which overwhelm me, I draw from your lips, from your heart, a love which consumes me with fire? Ah! It was last night that I fully realized how false an image of you your portrait gives. You are leaving at noon. I shall see you in 3 hours. Until then, mio dolce amor, 1,000 kisses, but give me none in return. For they set my blood on fire. Spring, 1797. To Josephine, I love you no longer. On the contrary, I detest you. You are a wretch, truly perverse, truly stupid, a real Cinderella. You never write to me at all. You do not love your husband. You know the pleasure that your letters give him, and yet you cannot even manage to write him half a dozen lines, dashed off in a moment. What then do you do all day, madame? What business is so vital that it robs you of the time to write to your faithful lover? What attachment can be stifling and pushing aside the love, the tender and constant love which you promised him? Who can this wonderful new lover be who takes up your every moment, rules your days, and prevents you from devoting your attention to your husband? Beware, Josephine. One fine night, the doors will be broken down, and there I shall be. In truth, I'm worried, my love, to have no news from you. Write me a 4-page letter instantly, made up from those delightful words which fill my heart with emotion and joy. I hope to hold you in my arms before long, when I shall lavish upon you 1,000,000 kisses, burning as the equatorial sun. Signed, Napoleon Bonaparte.
Last night, so I went to the club. Put on a fresh white suit and a mini coupe, sitting on dubs. I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love. If you know what I mean. Everybody jacking me as soon as I stepped in the spot. 200 bitches in the building, ain't none of them hot. none of them hot. Except for this pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top.
All the way at the top.
Shouted, what is her name?
Ooh, she made us drinks to drink. We drunk and
got drunk.
And man, I think she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I wink back. And man, I think that we hit it off something proper like.
So I'm feeling all good inside.
I'm good inside.
Feel like I put some brand new 24s on a brand new ride.
On a brand new ride.
Triple shot of Patron on the rocks with a little bit of lime.
With a little bit of lime.
I'm just keeping it real. Baby, still working at the club, so I'm getting in free.
So I'm getting in free.
Wednesday night, I'm on the list. T-Pain plus three.
T-Pain plus three.
Every time I hit the spot, baby girl, taking care of me.
Taking care of me. How do you think I feel?
Ooh, she made us drinks to drink. We drunk and
got drunk.
And now I know she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I wink back. And then I think that we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
Doing tricks free, we're burnt out.
Free, we're burnt out.
Got a pass in your side that's empty, wanting it to be your spot.
Be your spot.
Put you on my billboard, we can act like the charts. I can end up on top.
End up on top.
Don't smoke, don't drink, that's why I don't be by the bar, baby. Just looking at you from a distance, looking like a goddamn star, baby. So my girl don't see me, T-Pain, can I get those keys to the car?
Those keys to the car.
About to go in, bang, bang, boogie, with my cutie and I see you.
Cool, ooh, she made us drinks to drink.
We drunk and
got drunk.
And now I know she thinks I'm cool.
She
gave
I'm
me
cool.
A wink, I wink back.
Spot tonight.
Yes, I like
the bartender.
Ooh, if you're looking for me,
I'm at the bar with her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I like the bartender.
Yeah, if you're looking for me,
I'm at the bar with her. Uh-huh. Okay.
That was T-Pain and Akon from Convict Music with In Love with the Bartender. This is the story I wish to tell, the story of the Dr. Cranius I know, my story. I will begin with my origin story, not the ridiculous tale told in comic books and by Nancy Grace without regard to libel laws, but the true telling of my humble, tragic beginnings. My miraculous birth to a poor, single dry cleaner who lost her pelvis as a result of the delivery and was therefore ruined for other men, dooming me to be raised without a proper male role model. Very little is written about my sainted mother, other than that I eventually killed her. Nothing is known of the love that shone through her revulsion, of her heroic struggles to pay for all the appliances her precocious toddler dismantled, or for the punitively expensive custom protective headgear. this is the woman I want people to know. Perhaps then they will understand why she had to die. The hard child is mother to the man, the poet wrote, and I was a very hard child. Hardened by the playground taunts of big head, giant head, huge head, humongous head, and eventually colossal head. Hardened by an educational system unable to distinguish genius from madness, forcing me to ride a little yellow bus with a drool patrol. Hardened every day at school, a diamond in a coal mine. My brilliance blinding eyes, unaccustomed to the light, destroying principles unwilling to cede power to their superior. I dropped out. It was never my intention to turn evil. At first I was simply trying to survive, hawking my scientific papers on the streets of Urbana, performing calculus tricks down by the boardwalk, busking the peace sign to the centillionth on the subway. I often went hungry. And so there was a certain situational, or perhaps cosmic, irony in the fact that it was my determination to use my prodigious gifts for the greater good that led to my current profession. Frustrated by the many cretins and tomfools I encountered in my daily life, I devoted myself to elevating the public to a level worthy of discourse. The result was Dr. Cranio's Brain Liquid, a mental energy drink that combined the best of ancient Oriental botanicals with a secret boost of radiographically induced evolution. I brought the product to PepsiCo in late 1993, and they rejected it after merely tasting it. Of course, less than 18 months later, these fiends announced Josta, a pale imitation of my drink without any of its mutagenic properties. Even then, I resisted the lure of villainy. Rather than contaminate this interloper with retarding agents, which would have been very easily done, I redoubled my efforts to beat them to the market, which resulted in the laboratory accident that made me the Dr. Cranius I am today. Stronger, smarter, albeit a little insane, and yes, evil. The middle section of the book will concentrate on what it is like to be the reigning supervillain of Urbana, going behind the headlines and news bulletins to reveal my day-to-day struggles. I can't go out to a restaurant without a legion of half-assed heroes crashing my table before the salad even arrives. I run through minions faster than I can replace them. I can't get a cab heading uptown or downtown. I will also lay out my plans for global domination, and I think readers will be surprised to see how reasonable and pleasant a Dr. Cranius-led world would be. I believe this section will guarantee me a spot on the all-important Daily Show with Jon Stewart, or, failing that, the Colbert Report. On the advice of my agent, I will also not stint on the dirt. While I cannot reveal the details here, I have information about Red Hawk and his young ward chick that is certain for me to make the tabloids. As for myself, it is eternally true that a certain kind of woman is attracted to a bad man, and I have had more than my share. I will provide a list of names and why they had to die. I also have a very funny story about Lindsay Lohan. Bidding starts at $1 billion.
I kill you because I love you. I hate you because I love you.
Love hurts. Love scars. Love wounds. And bars any heart. Not dust. To take a lot of pain.
Michael, what do you have to say about that classical anthem from 1976?
Well, it does the trick, I'd say.
Have you seen the video? It looks like a monkey screaming.
No, I haven't seen it. Where did you see it?
No, I saw it on the internet.
Ah, okay. How does it make you feel? I mean, does the song, does it pull on your heartstrings?
Well, it kind of makes you feel awkward in a way, I think. What?
Like you should be shopping? Or what kind of awkwardness are you talking about?
Yeah, like you should... No, not like you should be out shopping, but...
Well, how often do you use the word love anyway, Ilya?
You like love this haferflocken thing you eat in the morning, maybe, like...
I love that.
I love that, yeah. I just lost contact with my headphones.
No, you're still here.
Yeah.
There you are.
Thanks, Ron.
So the number to call here, if I mean, especially if you have some kind of love story, if you have an audio love letter or something more naughty, is... you just call up area code 069, that's Frankfurt City, 299-71211.
Yeah, last time we had a guy calling from, he was claiming, he had his impossible claims, like he was calling from a foreign country, and in reality we just thought he was a guy working in a car mechanics in Frankfurt, but then just as he was about to reveal his background, his boss came and he had to hang up. So, I mean, we're glad to take any calls.
Yeah, we love callers like that.
Chit chat with you a little bit this Friday afternoon in Frankfurt.
Yeah. And man, I'd like to invite any person working in the financial sector to call up. Everybody is welcome.
We want to know how's the Google shares doing these days. Because we heard Google just bought they're going to make their own phone company or something now. So if you have any insider tips, we can make some.
And if you have any requests, I'm not sure that we can exactly fulfill them, but we'll try. We have about 12 CDs here. And
yeah, we're going to play it like really Jodie Foster style, I think. That's also a theme of them. She always looks so troubled. Jodie Foster, and she said this thing about raising kids. She has apparently 4 kids or something, and it has to be like a bit of discipline or something. She said, like, really weird interview.
So, track number, the track number, but also the telephone number again, one more time.
Yeah.
299-71211. Okay.
Kind of broke the spell there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Danger.
Yeah.
suis détraqué à cause de l'amour.
Anna, mon amour, je viens tous les jours, je fais tout pour toi, chérie, sois à moi.
Red, when I get out there, I'll mess around for some time. Okay? Fuck no. He can't get them fucking left-handers out, for Christ, oh fucking mighty.
Fucking Jackson gets jammed on a fucking ball. You're good, Tony.
I don't give a shit you feel good. There's four motherfucking hits up there.
They all fucking hit the opposite way.
I don't give a fuck.
Here, I
don't
out.
Give a shit, Dougie.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I may be wrong, but that's my goddamn job. I'll make the fucking decisions here. I'll make the fucking decisions here, okay?
Yesterday.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, come on,
come on.
Hey, Tommy,
don't give me any shit, goddammit. I'll make the fucking decisions. Keep your fucking mouth shut. I told you.
It looks bad up here, man. It's back off the mound. You want to talk about it? Talk about it.
You talk about it in my fucking office.
Then I wouldn't say nothing. I'm just saying, talk about it inside. This is not the place to be talking about. Okay? That's all I'm trying to say. Just jump on me, shit. I'm just trying to avoid a fucking scene out here, that's all.
That's right. It's fucking great for you to be standing out here talking to me like that.
Congratulations.
I don't give a shit, Doug. I'm the fucking manager of the fucking team. I got to make the fucking decisions. And I'll make them to the fucking best of my ability. It may be the fucking wrong decision, but I'll make it. Don't worry about it. I'll make the fucking decisions. I gave you a fucking chance to walk out of here. I can't fuck around. We're down 2-1. If it was yesterday, it's a different fucking story. I don't give a shit. You got three left-hand hitters, and they all got fucking hits on you. Rivers, Jackson, and the fucking other guy. They all got left. They all hit. That guy that just hit the ball was the left-hander, wasn't he? Whether he's jammed him or not, he didn't get out. I can't let you out there in a fucking game like this. I got a fucking job to do. What's the matter with you?
Come on,
Tommy.
Come on,
I'm dying.
that was quite a good show, I'd say. We'd like to thank you for listening.
We'd like to thank you for being with us for this hour.
We'd like to thank all of our callers, all our good friends who...
Thanks for all the calls you made.
And I hope that we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Felicia, also.
And thank you, Ilya.
Goodbye.
Good evening. Schönes Wochenende. Thank you.